Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you here today. If you enjoy this podcast, you can go ahead and go to our website at cultivateconnection.ca, and there you can subscribe and you'll get this podcast directly to your email once a week. You can also join us on Facebook and Instagram there as well. So we're going to take these next 30 minutes to just slow down, make some room and some space to meditate upon the Word of God and connect to the Spirit of God. We've been going through a series in John chapter 15, and this is week 7 of our 8-week series. And if you'd like to go to the beginning of this series on iTunes, you can go to episode 155, and that's where we begin working our way through John 15. I want to invite you to just begin to settle in wherever you need to be, hopefully somewhere undistracted. And as we begin, I encourage you to begin to turn your attention simply to your breath. Beginning to notice the sensation of the breath. The movement that comes as you breathe. Tuning into the smallest little nuances, becoming aware. Allowing yourself to come present in this space and to connect. Connect with what's going on in your body. So we can connect with God. Fully aware in this space. Notice the depth of the breath. Perhaps taking a moment just to scan the body, becoming aware of anything that just begins to stand out to you. Maybe on your next inhale, you go ahead and raise those shoulders up by the ears. And then on the exhale, slowly rolling them back and down, opening up the heart and the chest, giving a little bit more room and space. And if that felt good to you, maybe you do it one more time. Take that nice deep inhale, let the shoulders come up towards the ears. On the exhale, rolling back and down, opening up the heart here. And as you continue with the breath, I'm going to pray to get us started. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Thank you that you're here with us in this space. That you lead us and you guide us into a greater knowledge and understanding and experience of Jesus. Will you give us eyes to see and ears to hear today what it is that the Spirit of God is doing in our lives? Will you bring a spirit of wisdom and revelation, helping us to understand, to grasp, to experience more of you? Will you reveal to us another facet of your nature, the nature of Father God? And will you expand our capacity to receive what you have for us in this space today. We bless you, Lord. We ask that you would have your way. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness towards us every day. God, you're so faithful. So just taking a few nice deep breaths here. We're going to take a moment just to check in. What is it that's going on in your heart today? Take a few breaths and a few moments to check in and see. Maybe even just asking the Lord, show me. Show me what's going on in my heart, my emotions today, Lord. Taking another nice deep breath and checking in once again. What is it that's going on in your thoughts? Perhaps in the last few hours or even 24 hours. Allow the Lord to reveal to you what you've been focusing on. Remembering we don't do this to bring judgment or condemnation. But we simply want to authentically come to the Lord. In order to do that, we must be able to check in or connect with what's going on in our being. So then we can invite the Lord into that space. He wants to be with us wherever we are. And then go ahead and scan the physical body. This home that we get to live in while we're here on earth. Do you notice any tension in the body? Or any stillness? Just taking a moment to see what's going on, checking in, asking the Holy Spirit to show you what's going on in my body right now. Remembering that sometimes the body will speak, will let us know. Will bring wisdom into what it is that we need to move into. And so often we will cut ourselves off from our bodies, from our thoughts, from our emotions. We want to learn to have a holistic approach, spirit, soul, and body, fully in tune with the Holy Spirit. And then before we just go into this scripture, just take a moment and say, Holy Spirit, is there something that you want to reveal to me? Is there something that you want to show me in my spirit, soul, or body my thoughts or my emotions? Is there any areas that he just wants to highlight and speak to you in? So this week, we're going to be reading verses 18 to 21 from John chapter 15, reading out of the Passion Translation. And as I read it this first time, I just want you to pay attention, listen, not only with your ears, but with your body, with your emotions. Notice anything that begins to stand out within yourself as you listen and pay attention to what causes that to stir. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Just remember, when the unbelieving world hates you, they first hated me. If you were to give your allegiance to the world, they would love and welcome you as one of their own. But because you won't align yourself with the values of this world, they will hate you. I have chosen you and taken you out of the world to be mine. So remember what I taught you, that a servant isn't superior to his master. And since they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they obey my teachings, they also will obey yours. They will treat you this way because you are mine, and they don't know the one who sent me. And as I read it a second time, beginning to reflect and perhaps take a moment to think upon what questions begin to stir in your heart that you would ask Jesus. If you were there in this conversation, what is it that you'd ask him from this space? Just remember, when the unbelieving world hates you, they first hated me. If you were to give your allegiance to the world, they would love and welcome you as one of their own. But because you won't align yourself with the values of this world, they will hate you. I have chosen you and taken you out of the world to be mine. So remember what I taught you, that a servant isn't superior to his master. And since they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they obey my teachings, they will also obey yours. They will treat you this way because you are mine. And they don't know the one who sent me. I'm going to read it a third time through. And this time, as we sit in the space of stillness, what is it that Jesus wants to respond back to you? Today, in this season, right where you're at, what is the one thing he wants you to know, to hold dear to your heart? Just remember, when the unbelieving world hates you, they first hated me. If you were to give your allegiance to the world, they would love and welcome you as one of their own. But because you won't align yourself with the values of this world, they will hate you. I have chosen you and taken you out of the world to be mine. So remember what I taught you, that a servant isn't superior to his master. And since they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they obey my teachings, they will also obey yours. They will treat you this way because you are mine, and they don't know the one who sent me. Finding that breath once again. That full inhale and exhale. being present with that exchange, that drawing in of breath, and that releasing of that which you no longer need. Is there something coming up for you in this space that the Lord is speaking to you about that perhaps you no longer need? Maybe it's a thought or a series of thoughts. Maybe it's an ungodly belief. Maybe it's an opinion of yourself that God doesn't have towards you. Maybe there's an area in your life where God is highlighting, perhaps, where you're making an alliance with the world. What is it that he wants to speak to you about that? Are you more driven by what the world's opinion is of you? Are you able to enter into that place where Jesus says, "You are mine"? Will you take a moment just to ask him what his opinion towards you is, what he thinks of you in this area? What does he say about you? What is he inviting you to draw in on the breath? And what is he inviting you to release on the exhale? What is that thing today that no longer serves you? And in this space, are you partnering with the conviction of the Lord, which is simply the power and the ability to see what it is God is saying about us and receiving the grace to move out of that thing, to be set free? Whenever God reveals or puts his finger on something in our lives, he always holds out his hand to pull us out of it. Is he giving you an invitation today to be drawn out of something into something greater? Or perhaps shame is rising up? Are you partnering with condemnation in this space, in an area of your life, which brings no hope, just brings shame, tells you you're not good enough, tells you, look at the bad things you're doing, there's no hope for you? That is not from God's heart. He never condemns. He always comes with hope. He'll bring a hard word, but he'll bring hope and freedom. We can always choose to step into that with him. Perhaps today there's an area of condemnation where the Lord wants to break you free from that shame, from that heaviness. We ask him to reveal to you what that may be. And if he's shown you something, you simply ask, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? And are you able to receive the grace to move into what God has for you? I want to bless you this week to move into a freedom with the Lord, to know how loved you are, to know that you belong to him, to know it so much that the opinions of the world and those of the world no longer matter. I pray that your thinking, your thoughts would be elevated into kingdom thoughts, into kingdom thinking. That all condemnation that you carry, all shame would be broken by the power of the name of Jesus. That the heaviness that you carry would be broken off for the light burden of the Lord. That God would draw you into a place where you value the things he values, where you love the things he loves and you hate the things he hates. That you would come to know him, and that you would come to know that he says over you, you are mine. May you enter into a new level of belonging like you never have before. A belonging to the Father, a belonging to his kingdom, and a belonging to the body of Christ. I bless you in this, to receive the greater measure of his love. Amen.